anything that needs a netilah. Midirabbanan, which means to say that midirais it's tor, just Rabbanan gave the gzeirah to give it to him, like Rashi, like Kalim and Yedayim, yeah. And the whole of these things have a loch of a shenu tumor. So, metanas hakodesh, a shenu taka makes a shlishi by kochim, because the shlishi can make a revi by kochim. So it's called a shenu is mamish metanas hakodesh, or poislas a truma. Mashaykin of your hands, that the shenu tumor, if it touches truma, it makes it possible. Meaning to say, if it touches the truma becomes tamei, but possible just means it can't go further. If this truma will touch something else, it wouldn't be mitama something else. Because by truma, sheni doesn't make a revi. It stops by shlishi. That's called this poisel. Or muta bechulin. But you'll add it. Chulin. If your hands touch chulin, you'll add it. A chulin, there's no psil, there's no truma shlishi by chulin. Or v'maisa, who had been by maisa, let's be really meya. So meya holds that a sheni does not make a shlishi, it's not even possible. Maisa sheni, that's a meya shita. The Chum Oisrin, Chum say no, the Chum Oisrin B'maisa, Chum said that your hands, which have a Tumah Sheni on it, if it touches Maisa Sheni, it passes it, it's like a Maisur also. So that's what Mishnah is going on. Mishnah is going according to this Chum Shita. So the Mishnah is going about this animal that was bought with money of Maisa Sheni. So it has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. So therefore, if it would have been a Shita with Dam, it would have been Hilch Rekaba Tumah, and then your hands would make a pasul. But now that it was a dry shchita, your hands does not pasul, the Maisa Sheni will still not eat it. Master Blayim Sini Barashi, Mimai, who told you? Dinner may be Akkan, let Ligur Abon, let Rameya. When does Rabban Lager Rameya, El Bi Oich, Ela Bi Achilas Maisa? Maybe only Bi Achilas Titsa Maisa. But that's the only time they say it's also. You're not allowed to eat it. Now she said, my customer, Abon, El Less, El Bi Awesome Lechol. Maybe just you can't eat the meat. Mishi Yadim So, but your hands, our tongue, your hands are shiny, you're not allowed to eat this Maisa Sheni now. That's the Yisa. I will be Achila de Chulin Moida, Yovenikia de Maisa Sheni Namila Yasui. Then maybe now, and maybe there's no Yisa touching it either. And our Mishnah is Mashmitz also Achila Benigia. Let's see why. So it says, Ela be Achila Maisa, I will be Nigia de Maisa, but maybe just touching Maisa. Vi Achila de Chulin let Ligi. And Tid Chulin, if it became a Shlishi, everybody agrees it's Mutter. So maybe even the Chum agree you're allowed to touch the Maisa Sheni, even though your hands are Tomei. It only means you can't eat from it. And Vohor, now Mishnah Nagihi. Our Mishnah is talking about even less to make a Nagihi, just touching it. Why? Midiktani, since our Mishnah says, Necholim Biedayim Mezuvois. That even though your hands are Tomei, still you're allowed to eat with it. Now, Nila Eskin isn't the Mishnah talking about, to cause Sotanei Chavrei, where you're feeding your friend with it. So it's Mashma, the only reason why you're allowed to feed your friend is only because it's not Hukshla Kamatumba. The Mashma, if it would have been a Shchita with Dam, that the blood is like Mayim, would have been Hukshla Kamatumba, then would say you can't even feed this Maisa Sheni to somebody else. So the question is, why not? The Mashma being Issa Negiyah, just touching it, nobody says, even Chachamim, to not say there's a Nis Negiyah. Rashi's Alma, Tosla Bo Negiyah Sheni, just touching it is also. And that nobody says. That maybe the only say before, it's Asa Tit Maisa Achila Mashma. So for instance, Ela Rad Omra Topa, Hocho B'yodayim Tchila Saskin. And I'm talking about the Mishnah, in the case where your hands would be a Rishon L'Tumah. Not that it's a Shein L'Tumah, but the Mishnah is talking about where your hands would be a Rishon L'Tumah. We'll soon see where you have the case where the hands is called a Rishon, the first Tumah. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he goes according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya went like this. Ein yodayim tchilas lechulin. That no, stam your hands before you wash them. They're not called a Rishon to say that I make a chulin into a Sheini. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, Rav Shimon ben Meir, yes. Yodayim tchilas lechulin. That your hands could have a look like a Rishon l'tumah, which then would be negay if it touches chulin, regular meat, it makes it a Sheini l'tumah. Or shnius l'tumah. But it also has loch of tumah sheni, they get the truma. If someone touches truma, it only makes the truma puzzle it doesn't really make a tummy. You know who are these sheetis? Now, tchilas lechulin, from Mark Ash, first, what are you telling me now? Tchilas lechulin, the mashma comes a reach from lechulin, but mashma lechulin in only for chulin, and lechulin alay, how could that be? Like once these hands are the reach from the tumor, pshita, if it touches truma, it should mostly make it into a shame with tumor. So where's the come? This is what I mean to say. Tchilas af lechulin, in a chrami. There are some cases where your hands are considered a reach from the tumor. And then it's even for chulin. But avada for truma also. Then shnius le truma in le chulin lay. There are certain cases though that your hands is only a shen le truma, and that would only pertain to truma and not to chulin, because by chulin the chulin doesn't make a shlishi. Now where are the cases? Or mi iku yadayim tchilas. Where do you have the case that your hands should have a truma of a rishon le truma? In yes, I can find you a case. The tani run like this. Hichnas yodav le beis hamnuga. Person brings his hand into the Beis Hamnugah, into a house that has Negayim there. Rashi says, Kishit, in the class, even the case, Kishit, not when you already washed your hand, you don't have to go Shadayim. The Tira Mitumah Stam Yadayim. You took off the Tumah of the Stam Yadayim, but now you brought into a Bayis, a house, that has a Negayim in the house. So what's the loch over there? Hichnas Yodav Le Beis Hamnugah. So yodav tchilas, your hands become tamei, and the rishon of tumah on your hands. Did Rav Kiva was Rav Kiva? V'achom rechomim only know yodav shnius, that your hands only remain a shen of tumah, they're not called the rishon of tumah. So that's machlokes over here. Tell like this: the kul yam everybody holds bia b'miksas loishem abia. That here you only brought your hands inside, so it's not cool like your body went in. If your whole body goes into the Beis Hamnugah lechanami. That's a lot of Torah says you become Tamei Midi Raisa. But here you only brought your hands inside. So everybody says a bead mix of a small amount of your body going in is not Tamei Midi Raisa. It's only Midi Rabbanim. Here's the matter. If you bring your hands into the house and you observe it the same, we can't say you're Torah, because people think that even your body wouldn't you're Torah also. So you have to make observe Midi Rabbanim that your hands are Tamei. And the Rabbanim are made into a Rishon LeTumah. So Ma'aseh v'yadav k'gufay shavim Rabbanim, yes, the Rabbanim made your hands just like your body. Just like when your body goes in, it'll be a Rishon LeTumah Midi Raisam. So now with the Rabbanim, when you only put your hands in, your hands remain a Rishon LeTumah Midi Rabbanim. Well, Ma'aseh, the other one says, no, Yodayim, Kiyodayim, V'yalma shavim Rabbanim. True, they make a Gzera. You put your hands into the Beis Hamnugah. They did not want to say your Torah completely, but our Koponim, they didn't make it worse than a regular Yudayim. Just like a regular Yudayim is a Shein L'Tumah, he also remembers for Shein L'Tumah. So now, communion is like Rashi's, even though you already washed your hands, and now you brought your hands inside his Beis Hamnugah, you'll have to wash your hands again. But that's all, they only made it for Shein L'Tumah, not for Rishon. It's only Reb Shimon, he's the one that says, yes, that's possible to have a Yudayim should be a Rishon. That's what Mishnah is talking about, where somebody's hands went into the Beis Hamnugah. So according to Reb Shimon, his hands are like a Rishon LeTumah. So now if these hands touch this meat, see if the meat has dam on it, it's Hukhsh Lekab LeTumah, the meat becomes a shiny. So even Tachum would sasateed it. Or it's Tumah at least. By Shankin, if the Shchita was a Jewish Shchita, there's no dam there, that's the Mishnah, you'll not eat it, even though your hands are a Rishon LeTumah. Yeah. So what says now, the look the one who said the Mishnah is talking about Kriya Kiva, the Yom that he says, Yodav Tchila Savim. The Kiva also says the shit that Yodayim is called a Tchila. Why? So what says no, Dilma maybe, Kikam or Kivun Rib Kiva said the Svaram, Hanimina Betruma the Kodeshim, the Chamiri, only maybe for Truman Kodeshim, Kriya Kiva said that Yodayim could be a Rishon LeTumah. Aval Chulim was Nagar to regular Chulim, Shmi is heaven. Maybe it's only called a shame, it's not called a Rishon. So Rashi says about Mukum Afim to call a Kiva, the Stim Tiv, Ruva, the Stem of Kiva. Mukum Afim to call a Shmi is heaven. Herk Rashi says Mukum Afim to call a Loza, the other head, Yaf to Chulim. But he's the only one of Shim and Fav clearly, even for Chulim, it's called a Rishon. But a Kiva is not Mukhi, it says a Chulim, maybe a Kiva only said it, for truma and for kachin. So that's the question. Avul Chuliyah. For the more v'lehevi nam ibikor tov kivu nao, v'lehevi nam ishniyah, let it be called the shemini tomi yehens. To ha-shemini nam kivu, we hear that Rabbi Kiva Shita is, to ha-shemini nam Rabbi Kiva Diyam, he says, shemini oisa shlishi b'chulim. His Shita is that even by regular chulim, if a shemini tomi touches the chulim, it makes it for shlishi b'chulim. And it's also for somebody to eat it, or if you eat it, you become tummy. There's now learn like this, boy bayom that day, Rabbiyam always means the day they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi. So that day, Dorosh Rabbi Kiva Kivim just like this. The Pasuk says, the whole Kli Cheres, any earthly Kli. Yitma comes Tomei. Now Tomei and them really Yitma can become something else. Not only does it become Tomei, but Yitma can become something else. The Tomei Cheres. Lima was a come to teach us, Akika Sheni to Oysa Shlishi B'chulim. That a bread, that's a Sheni or Tumor, it could touch something and make it into a shlishi of tumah. That's what Akiva Joshua. Is even Akiva holds that a sheni makes a shlishi. So more says that our Mishnah could still come out of court to Akiva. Even though he hint is only a sheni, but not coming a sheni can make a shlishi of a chulim. So more says, no, dinna maybe, hani nili b'tumah diraisa. When did Akiva said that a sheni makes a shlishi, only when it's a sheni midiraisa. Aber with the Rabbanon here, our stam hints, that's only coming with the Rabbanon, Leyoma, maybe that Rabbi Kiva never said that a shame Lutumah Midi Rabbanim can make a shlishi. So that's why again we only saw Mishnah go to the court to Reb Shimon, they're selling about a Rishon Lutumah. Not Midi Raisa Midi Rabbanim, that you put yours into the base of Manuga, Midi Rabbanim is like a Rishon Lutumah. Reb Lezer, Omer Rabbi Shia, Hocho, Bechulun, Shinas, Paras HaKodesh Askin. I'll tell you now, Mishnah's talking about Chulun that was made out of Paras HaKodesh. Not like a Yeshua. The title went like this. So Rashi says the pshat from our Paras HaKodesh means to go in Odom. Horogu lecho kodeshim, he used to eat in kodeshim, and he wants to be makbid now to be shomer even as chulim the Paras HaKodesh. And therefore Vashmina teaches us the sheni yavadu shlishi to such a person, even to chulim the sheni makes him to shlishi. But this is not like Yeshua. Why not? The title went like this. Rebelezer says, Rebelezer Oimer, Oichel Oichel Rishon, if somebody eats food that has Tumas Rishon on it, so Rishon, his body becomes, or he becomes a Rishon with Tumah. Sheni, if he eats food that has Tumas Sheni on it, Sheni becomes a Sheni. Shlishi, Shlishi, if he eats food that's Tumli, he becomes a Shlishi. And Rashi says there's only a Shia if he eat a Chatzi Pras, which is a Shia of Oichel to Matamah, the person, which is two Beitzim. So, a shlishi is a shlishi. Well, since what that means. We have Yeshua, and Yeshua says, Ho'echa lo'echa rishon v'sheni. Somebody eats a food that has a tumas rishon on it, a tumas sheni. Sheni, at most his body becomes only a sheni l'tumah. Shlishi, if he eats food that's a shlishi, sheni l'kodesh, his body becomes like a sheni l'kodesh. They can still be metam l'kodesh. But v'yein sheni l'tumah does not become a sheni l'tumah. And in which case, only b'chulun shenatz ha'tayra tumah. Only Magas Achunin that you're eating it, but Tyrus at Truma. So the idea is, our Tyrus Trumin. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's only on Tyrus of Truma. But our Tyrus HaKodesh Lai, why does Kuksavi yield that Chulun Shinas at Tyrus HaKodesh, less Bush Shlishi doesn't have it in Shlishi? So therefore we're saying, it only goes according to Rabbi Lezer, not according to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua does not hold from this new Maila of Tyrus HaKodesh, only of Tyrus at Truma. Rashi says that Rabbi Yeshua in Oichel Oichel Rishon Oichel Shem Rabbi Sheni the Tzidu Rabbi Yeshua Adlo Meshavim Oichel Kamaichel, the food is not like the my the person not like the food and the Kama Forest what the Machlokes is but Shlishi Shem Lekodesh Oichel Maichel Shlishi Nasa Gufa Shem Lekodesh the other Shlishi Ravi the Vesvun Boy but the ain't Shem Lekruma if he touches Truma doesn't become possible but he Truma Tosa because he like a Shlishi. But I call upon him according to Yeshua, there's no union of Tyrus HaKodesh, it's only not Tyrus HaTrumah. That's what we said before, it does not go according to Yeshua, only according to Rebbe Lezer. Alright, we'll stop over here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph, just last Gemara again. There'll be a continuation of Lamed Gimel Beis was, but the Gemara wants to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that if you make a Shechita without any dam, so the Beim is not Hukshel HaKabel Tumah, and therefore you're allowed to eat the meat, even with your daim is Ravois. Even though your hands, time your daim is a Sheni Lutumah. And here's the Gemara's question, even if the bosa would be hukshla kabel tuma, so what? The chur the yadayim is only yisheni, and the pasha the chulin hasheni does not make a shlishi. There's no issa. He'll not eat the meat. So the more last teretz was, we're talking about chulin shenas wataras hakodesh, meaning somebody that wants to eat kachim, is used to eating kachim, so he eats even his chulin, also with the same type of patayra that he should eat kachim. So such a chulin is an afgamina, that over here, if the bosa would have been hushra kabatuma, then it would be yours to eat this chulin with your hand to have a sheni lutuma. So more came out, this was the like Rabbi Shua. It's not like Rabbi Shua, at the time it's not like this, that Rabbi Lezer says, la'ichu la'ichu rishna, somebody eats food that has a tumas rishon on it. So rishon, his body becomes a rishon l'tumah. And Rashi says it eats the shear of a chatzi tras, which is a shear of two beitzim. So with Rabban, his body also has a locha like a rishon that will make a sheni and a shlishi. Once we eat a sheni, then a sheni, his body becomes a sheni. Shlishi, if he eats food that has a shlishi l'tumah on it, looks like truma tumeya, so or kachim, locha shlishi, his body becomes a shlishi. Now, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Oicha leicha rishon b'sheni sheni." If you eat a food that either rishon l'tuma or a sheni l'tuma, in both cases your body only becomes a sheni l'tuma. That the oicha does not become like the food itself. Shlishi, let's say you eat food that's a shlishi l'tuma, so sheni l'kodesh, then your body becomes a sheni l'kodesh for kachim, meaning that you make a shlishi and a shlishi will make revi. But v'yein sheni l'tuma, you are not considered a sheni to go and parcel truma. And now Rabbi Yeshua says, talking about the chulin shenas or taira truma, we're only talking about chulin that has taira like the truma. No, you're rather eating truma taira. So you want your chulin to be like a truma. So the idea is, our taira is truma in, our taira is a kodesh loy, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's no such chumra of eating your chulin the taira is a kodesh. Because he yells that chulin shenas or taira is a kodesh, less push lishi, there's not even a psul, that a sheni does not make a shlishi. So the chumra of is only nageya to truma, not nageya to kachim. So this is Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer once answered on Rabbi Yeshua that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he yells that if a person eats his chulin, pataras hakodesh, so he has to be makbid not to eat this basar when his hands are tummy. If the basar would have been hukshal kabotoma, because then you make it into a shlishi. So the Mishnah says the Chiddush, but in the case you made a shchita, a dry shchita, no dam came out, b'sha shchita, so there's no dam on the bosa to be mashed in the bosa, the kabel tumah, therefore you're allowed to eat that bosa, that chumim. Even though you're marked to eat your chumim, b'taras ha-kodesh, still you're allowed to eat it with your hands, even though your hands are a sheni l'tumah. Now, the top of Lama Dalla, the Gemara says now, v'lukma, what are we saying, Mishnah goes, v'lukma,